Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. After a 37-year run, Diane Rehm is retiring. She'd served notice to her legions of loyal listeners that she would see out the election and then at the end of the year step away from the Diane Rehm Show. And much as Garrison Keillor handpicked his successor, Chris Thiel, for a Prairie Home Companion, Diane handpicked her successor, radio journalist Joshua Johnson. And he's here with us now. Joshua, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us, and congratulations. And I know that you know this, that you are picking up the torch from someone who is really beloved.
Absolutely. It's kind of hard not to be a little awestruck and very humbled by this new opportunity. So it's amazing, and I'm incredibly grateful.
What kind of talk did you have with Diane as this was all kind of coming together? What was her message to you or her challenge?
You know, Diane and I didn't have that kind of a passing of the torch. We did talk, but I think a lot of the conversation I had with the leadership at WAMU in Washington really had to do with making sure that Diane and I were on the same page to begin with so that she didn't have to school me. I mean, I came up listening to the Diane Rehm Show, and as I developed as a journalist, I developed a lot of the same traits and ethics and ideals that she and a lot of other people in public media have. You know, we have a desire to have civil conversation, a deep curiosity about the world, a very strong allergy to double talk, a love of public radio. A lot of those things just materialized very easily for us. And when Diane and I did speak, it was mostly her being very supportive. She said she was glad I was the choice. She gave me a big hug. And she just reiterated how glad she was to be able to hand the show off and move on to other things that she wanted to do. So it's been a good transition so far.
And we know Diane's last broadcast is December 23rd, and you will start the new year with your program, which will be 1A. What's behind that title?
There's two main things behind the title. 1A is shorthand for the First Amendment. And there are a number of freedoms enshrined in the First Amendment, 5, as a matter of fact, that I believe are going to become very, very important in 2017. Some people are certainly exercising them right now. And I feel like this freedom that we have is something we have to exercise, especially in times of tumult and concern, which for a lot of Americans, this is a really tumultuous and uncertain time. So that's one meaning behind the name. The other is the front page of a newspaper. I used to work in public radio in Miami at WLRN in a partnership with the Miami Herald, and the Miami Herald calls its front page, page 1A. And those are the kinds of stories that we're going to be pursuing on the show. Those above-the-fold stories that are the really big stories that everyone needs to know about, that everyone needs to have a really good handle on so they can make smart decisions about their communities and their own lives. And then those below-the-fold stories that everyone's just talking about, that may be buzzworthy, that may be sparking conversation or controversy, that may be taboo, and that maybe could use a little light to go with all the heat, that just really bear unpacking and discussing. So it's kind of a dual meaning. It's this freedom that we have to discuss these important issues and to connect on them. And also, it's a promise of the kinds of stories that we will cover on the program, stories that are very worthy, that people are talking about, and that we believe we can help add to the conversation.
As you point out, Joshua, you are really launching this new program, 1A, at such a troubled and historic time. We're really at a watershed moment in our country's history. Right now it seems that no matter what is said, someone's upset by it. It's just we're so roiled up. How do you think a program and a space like 1A can help explore these sharp divisions and maybe kind of is settle the waters the right way to put it?
Well, you know, I don't mind unsettled waters. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. in his letter from a Birmingham jail talked about a kind of tension that is necessary for growth and for change. He said, "I am not afraid of the word tension." And neither am I. I don't think the fact that times are tense is the problem. I think the fact that people are not talking to one another, that's the problem. We're often talking at one another or around one another or certainly about one another. But it's so much harder to just talk directly to one another. It's uncomfortable. A lot of people just don't do it well because it's hard to do. It's inherently difficult to do. And I don't feel like people who are trying to be heard, who are trying to have this conversation, should feel bad that it's not going well. It is inherently difficult. But I think what we do need to do is lean into it anyway. One of the things that I believe 1A is going to focus on and can help with is allowing more people to be part of these difficult conversations. We want to create a safe space for people to be heard, for people to engage, for people to connect, even to vent or to debate or just to argue. It's okay for people to be feeling whatever it is they're feeling. I accept people as they are in this moment, and I don't expect people to just be calm and thoughtful and rational and give us a detailed 3-point answer to a very deep geopolitical discussion. We're not going to do that on the show. I mean, there's room for intellect, but if you're just upset, then be upset. If you feel like you need to vent, call, vent. Just say what you got to say. Don't try to scrub it up and pull out your 14-letter SAT words to try to impress me because we're on NPR. We just want people to talk. Just say what you're thinking and leave it to us to help govern the conversation, guide the topic, get us from point A to point B, and at the end, walk away from the conversation feeling like it was time well spent.
Josh, do you have a few guests on your dream guest wish list for 1A?
You know, everyone asks me that. Of course, there's the obvious guests that we definitely want to get. I honestly am less concerned with getting the big guests than I am with structuring shows in a way that draws everyone in. I am much more concerned about getting those millions of Americans who don't believe that public radio is for them to listen. That's my real concern. And whoever it is we get on the air, that'd be great. I mean, there's a few people. My mom, actually, who is the one who actually got me interested in public radio in the first place when I was a teenager, she suggested that, and I think her suggestion is very much in the spirit of what we're trying to do. Her ideal dream guest for me is Michelle Obama's mother, Mrs. Robinson, because she wants to know what it's like to be a grandmother in the White House, to be behind the scenes, and to give that understanding of what it takes to allow that first family to live out its fabulousness in front of America and the world. And I think that's such a great suggestion because, well, first of all, she's not a person who talks to the press very much. I'd love to talk to her. But secondly, it's one of those suggestions that is not an obvious get. It's one of those where you can't really presume what she's going to say. Like, you really have to listen to the hour to know what she's going to say. It's not like if I said, oh, I want to spend an hour with, you know, Michelle Obama. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to spend an hour with Michelle Obama. And if she says yes, I'm not going to turn her down. But you can kind of guess what she's going to say. You can kind of guess what we're going to talk about. But her mother, that's someone that is going to be harder to presume. So I'm really interested, and we are all very interested at the show team, in building shows that people have to listen to, where you know if you don't tune in, you are going to miss out. And there's no way that you're going to be able to get the essence of this conversation without coming to us for it. That's my main goal in building shows.
It does sound really great. And I love the fact that you do listen to Mom.
Yes.
Mom had a great idea. What's the date of your first show?
January 2nd.
Starting right off in the new year. And you can follow Joshua Johnson on Twitter at JEJohnson322. Have a great time ramping up for the debut on January 2nd of 1A right here on Michigan Radio.
We certainly will. And if people have ideas or suggestions or thoughts, please feel free to email us 1A@WAMU.org. We would love to hear from you.
Joshua, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.